Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 47 say, "With all my heart I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior." This is the beginning of Mary's response to something told to her by her cousin Elizabeth. What makes Mary's response here so remarkable is what comes just before it. When Zechariah heard Gabriel's message, he asked, "How can I be sure of this?" A reasonable question on the surface, but one rooted in doubt. Mary didn't ask for proof. She asked how God would do it, not whether God could. And then something else happened. Before Mary could say a word to Elizabeth, Elizabeth already knew. She greeted Mary not with suspicion or side glances, but with joy. "Happy is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill the promises he made to her," she said. That's a stunning reversal of what Mary might have expected in a situation that could have cost her everything, her reputation, her safety, even her life. God provided confirmation not through angelic fireworks, but through the quiet conviction of another believer. I think of the times I've been misunderstood, those moments when I knew I hadn't done anything wrong, but people assumed otherwise. My instinct has been to defend myself, argue my case, prove the truth. Mary didn't do that. She didn't scramble to manage optics or fight for her reputation. She centered herself in the God who already knew the truth. Her song flows out of that trust. She rejoices not because her situation is safe or simple, it isn't, but because she believes the one who made the promise will keep it. Maybe you're in a season where someone has misread your motives or judged you unfairly. Mary reminds us that our security isn't in convincing people. It's in the God who sees clearly, speaks through unexpected voices, and confirms his work in ways we couldn't orchestrate if we tried. Let's pray. Father, when doubt arises in others or in ourselves, anchor us in your faithfulness. Teach us to trust your promises, even when circumstances feel uncertain. Give us Mary's steadiness, her willingness to believe you first, and her freedom from needing to control how others see her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This devotional was written and recorded by Don King.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.